following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello there, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. Thanks for joining us. This is my wife, Bethany.
Hello. And welcome back.
You might know her from Wilson Wednesday episode 30, 25, 15, maybe even 5. She's been on a lot of the episodes. Hey, before we get started, we've got a little message here from the Word of God. But we wanted to make sure that you know that children's ministry is opening on Sundays now. Both the 9 o'clock and the 11 o'clock service for kids who are 6 to 6th grade. And then in October, I believe the 11th, mm-hmm. junior high and high school will be meeting at the 9 o'clock service.
In the back of the building.
In the back of the building.
You get there, you go straight to the back. Don't stay for worship.
So parents and grandparents, you can now bring your kids to Refuge, and they will go inside for a very safe and clean Sunday school program. And we're excited about that. Jonathan Trask, who's our Refuge Family Ministries Director, is excited to have kids back in there again. And so spread the word, and let's fill those rooms up with social distancing.
Sounds good.
So here we go. Let's go to the Word of God. And this passage is coming from 2 Timothy, verse 20. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. Here's what it says. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Now, I have brought something that would be maybe dishonorable, a vessel used for dishonor. This is our dog's water bowl. Now, I love our... No, it's going to pour out. It's our dog's water bowl. This would be a vessel for dishonor. It's
not something you would want to drink.
It's got dog hair in it and little bits of her food, and it's pretty disgusting. Vessel of dishonor. One more vessel of dishonor is this. This is the trash can that we have in our bathroom. Dishonor comes into the trash can. Lots of different types of dishonor. Gross dishonor, as a matter of fact. And so this is one of those vessels of dishonor. My wife, she has a vessel of honor. Oh, what
glass.
Is
that? Glass.
What kind of glass is that?
I can't see it. It's a water glass, drinking glass.
Oh.
For a human, not for a dog.
Not for a dog. This is a dishonorable drinking vessel.
Cheers.
Honorable.
Honorable drinking vessel.
And in this text, he's saying there's two different types of vessels in this house. One is dishonorable, things like garbage and other things that you would use to contain things you don't, that are dirty or unclean. And then there's other things, gold and silver, things that they would use for honor in places of honor. And his encouragement actually here is, therefore, if anyone, now he's talking about people, he's not talking about vessels, he's talking about what kind of vessel are you? Are you a dog bowl or are you a drinking bowl? And he's saying, now he's talking about people. In verse 21, it says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master. And actually, master there is capitalized because that's talking about the Lord. And he says this, prepared for every good work. And the idea of cleansing and cleaning in the Old Testament would be sacrifice and killing an animal to sacrifice for your sins. But we know in the New Testament that cleansing only happens by the blood of Christ and our faith and our trust in him and believing in the resurrection and his death and believing that that death paid for our sins and that we are cleansed by him. And that's how we become vessels of honor. Listen, super important. Nothing that we do, nothing who we become allows us to be vessels of honor except believing in Christ, trusting in him. But he says, I've done this so that you would be prepared for every good work, that you would be able to be used by the master. He goes on. Do you want to read what he says there?
Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolishness and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
So in that verse, in verse 22, he says, okay, now you're this honorable vessel, that you are saved by Christ, cleansed by Christ. Now your actions should show that. Here it says, flee those youthful lusts. Instead, pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. Those who are called unto the Lord are called to have a pure heart. He's saying, now that you are this cleansed vessel, useful for the Lord, pursue these things. And there's a great result to that. In other words, you're not just a vessel that sits there on the table to look good. Oh, that's such a glorious vessel. Do we have any vessels like that in our house?
I don't know. Not vessels. Because vessels serve a purpose. They actually do something. Like it says, for good work.
Yeah.
Vessels work at something. Like the trash can collects. They actually like do something. But we have like little things the kids have made, but they're not vessels
right.
that we just look at.
And this was not for people just to look at. The God didn't call you, cleanse you, so that people could just look at you and be like, oh, that guy, he's really holy, or he's really righteous, or she's really a good person. That's not why God called you. He actually called you for good work. So pursue these things, faith, love, peace, pursue those things, and avoid, he says, avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. When you are talking to a brother or sister in the Lord, avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. When you're talking to someone who is not of the Lord, avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. And as servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, it says. That if you're a servant of the Lord, called by the Lord to do good works, right? That you need to be gentle to all, patient, and in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. That way, that means if you do have something to say to someone, you are patient with them and you address them with humility. Mm-hmm. And the end result of that, the whole reason why God called you wasn't just to save you, but that he would use you as that vessel is used to do what? It says right here, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, that God is going to use you to draw other people to himself so that they might turn away from their sins and honor him. Mm-hmm. That when he says, listen, Jeff, one time you were this, but I sent my son to cleanse you out. Now you're an honorable vessel, right? You're an honorable vessel, and I'm going to use you, that you're going to be used. And other people, because of the way that you act, because of who I am in you and my working on their lives, other people are going to repent from their sins and turn their lives over to me. Mm-hmm. And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. And act. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in a rescue mission to save people from the enemy. And from the devil and what he wants to do in their lives. And because God has called you and he's calling them, he's going to use you as that honorable vessel. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
What else do you think?
Well, Pastor Jeff, I have a question for you.
Oh, no.
How do we identify what is a foolish and ignorant dispute?
That's a great question.
How do I identify, like,
what's foolish to one person may not be foolish to others, and what's ignorant.
Right.
I think that's one of those things where you definitely need to you need to listen first, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that we struggle with, is that there are times when we just stop listening. Hey, I wanted to finish off the video. Actually, something happened and we both had to step away real quick. Everything's fine. But we didn't get to finish the question, which is how do we determine what are the foolish and ignorant disputes? What do we choose? How do we choose what to argue over or to fight for? And I think one of those things that we just talked about was listening. I think you have to listen to the heart behind the argument. Why are they arguing over this? And why is it so important to that person? So I think that's one of those ways that we would say, maybe listening first, being slow to speak and quick to listen. The other one I would say is you can determine a foolish argument and how far you want to go with that foolish argument based on scripture. If it's an argument against scripture, then I have a very definitive view of the way I think the argument should go or the way that the choice or decision should be made. And I could argue back and forth with someone back and forth, but if they have a different view on scripture, then maybe that's not one I want to continue to fight and go down. I just want to honor Jesus in the argument, let the truth be known, and then maybe just leave it there. Keep going and keep going and keep going. So I want to be careful with those sorts of arguments. So yeah, that was a great question by my wife. And I think that's all. Let me pray for us and we'll close off. Sorry for the disruption of the video, but it was for a good purpose. So let me pray. Lord, I pray that you would just help us to be vessels that are used by you, used for your glory and for your purpose, and to draw other people to you, and give us discernment and wisdom when it comes to conversations that we have, and especially in light of the season that we are living in right now. I pray more than ever that your kids, those that follow you, Lord Jesus followers, would stand out in their character, would stand out in who they are and as they represent you. Lord, would they be peace amidst a turmoil generation and culture right now? Would they act as peace and givers and people who are humble? Lord, people who love people. Lord, would we stand out in this season? Lord, give us the strength to do that, to fulfill that call. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us on Wilson Wednesdays. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.